Alistair Graham, let me ask Alistair Graham, what do you think about the idea that this head of steam that's building up in Tasmania will end up making this a federal election issue, as Bob Brown suggests?
I certainly think it deserves it, and certainly I and my colleagues will seek to do that. There's no doubt whatsoever that there is a problem as a result of the political intransigence in Tasmania, as a result of industry dominance of the political system, and we need help from the Australian community. And I think what happened in Western Australia shows that we can actually bite the bullet and fix these problems, and the sky will not fall in.
Yes.
But I have to come back to one point that Kate said, is that the scientific community are quite distressed at how their contribution to developing the RFA has been misrepresented by government and industry. The scientific community are deeply disturbed at what's going on, and it's certainly our wish that if the level of bullying and intimidation can be reduced a little, the scientific community will start saying what it thinks. But we do need federal intervention. It's very hard to communicate to mainlanders just how intimidating the environment is down here to work in.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Alistair, is there a problem? I mean, even though you seem to have bipartisan support for at least some inquiry into this, do you think that because we are talking about such a small part, and with all due respect to Tasmania, a small but beautiful part of Australia, that it just doesn't rate on the national radar, really?
Well, I think as all parts of Australia are small in their local area. Whether they become a national issue, I think, is for the community at large. And certainly I very much hope that the community at large will hear our cries and respond, and that it will become a national issue, just like the Barrier Reef has become a national issue, just like Ningaloo. They're all local issues that get serious problems that need national solutions.
Alistair Graham,
we've got one.
Thank you very much indeed. Alistair Graham from the Tasmanian Conservation Trust, and Kate Carnell, also from the Executive Director of the National Association of Forests and Industries. Thank you to both of you.